This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is Mount Trail County Ag Agent Jim Hennessy. And Jim, insects could be an issue again this year, including flea beetles. What's the outlook here?
Well, this spring we've seen an unusually warm spring and an early spring, which favors flea beetles in development, and they progress real quickly. Both the crucifer and the striped flea beetle have emerged, and we probably could see numbers that be quite high. It's important that we monitor our flea beetle damage on seedling as far as when they come out of the ground. Most of our seeds have laid in dry dirt, so the emergence is a little later, and that's why I think the timing we're going to have to really watch closely.
All right, good stuff, Jim. And hey, we'll have more on flea beetles when we come back.
The Minot Hot Tots and Honeybees are back in action this summer at Corbett Field in Minot, North Dakota. The schedule is packed with even bigger and better theme nights, fun promotions for the whole family, warm summer evenings, and of course, baseball and softball. The fun starts on May 26th at 6:35 p.m., but you can go to hottotsbaseball.com or honeybeesoftball.com today to see what's in store this season.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Talking flea beetles with Jim Hennessy today on Ag Issues. And Jim, we've had that cold, wet spell, which could be good news, I guess, as it might slow things down here a bit. What do you think?
Over the weekend, with temperatures dropping down and all the excessive rain, that'll slow down as far as our flea beetle emergence and what they'll do to the plants. But at the same time, we've got to keep an eye and scout till that 4 to 6 leaf stage. Basically, once we see about 20% defoliation of cotyledons or the first leaves, we need to look at the idea of spraying one of the pyrethroid insecticides that are usually commonly used. If we don't, we can see yield drag and loss.
All right. And how about just insects as a whole this year, you think?
I think with all the moisture we had, we're going to see growth really start coming, and I think we'll probably outgrow a lot of it, but it's good to be out there and scouting, and if you're out there 2-3 times a week just scouting right away, it can save you in the long run.
Good stuff, Jim, as always. Thanks for that, and that brings this report to a close. If you missed one, check us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Minot Hot Tots Baseball, by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.